Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is official after a few days of speculation, and we had it on pretty good authority that this could be coming down the pike here over the last 72 or so hours. The Commanders are headed to Madrid, Spain, as expected, Danny. Week 11, November 16th.
November 16, yeah.
It's a go. I'll bet you there's going to be a lot of Commanders fans that make that trip.
I do too. So whether it's whether they're making the trip or they're just there, I mean, the thing we sleep on, I think, is we talk about this when like a rare opponent comes to Washington. Like the Dolphins don't play Washington every year. It's like once every 4 years, and that's usually a home game. So it's once every 8 years they might make the trip. Everybody that's got any Miami affiliation is going, oh, that's my special occasion. I'm going to that game. If you're anywhere on the continent, probably, of Europe, and you're a Washington fan, that's the closest they're going to get to you. If you happen to live in it, you know, within hundreds of miles, or it's one plane flight, or a cross-country rail or whatever, that's your special occasion if you're a USA expat who's a DC fan.
And I don't know all the names, but, like, there are fans, part of the Twitter community and the Commanders
Absolutely.
Online forums
yes.
that are in Australia mm-hmm. and Germany and London. And, you know, and those are just people that, you know, are a part of the fabric. But I'd imagine they represent hundreds of others. I'll bet there are bars in those towns where people get together and watch those games. So it's a great point.
Yeah, so a dude I played Little League with that I happen to know lives in London, right? He lived there for years. That's where his wife's from. That's where he moved to. When Washington played in London, he's like, I'm going. I don't care about anything else. Whatever I do that year, that's my entertainment budget. I'm going to Wembley Stadium to watch them tie the Bengals on multiple missed kicks that would have won it, and I'll never, ever, ever unsee that. But whatever, he's like, that's my special occasion. I'm going. That's his Super Bowl.
As well he should.
Right.
I mean, if you were a massive fan of Major League Baseball and two teams were coming over to play, you know, in Japan and you were stationed there, mm-hmm. vice versa, I guess internationally, what would be like soccer is a good one.
Right.
Right? You know, like you said, when they come here, Real Madrid or whoever, people will drive a few hours to go do that. So whether it's the train or a hop in the flight or whatever in Europe, I totally agree. I think there's plenty of Burgundy and Gold fans out there that will. But I also think just the contingent that lives here in the DMV.
You can see that too, yeah.
There's your vacation. Hey, babe, we're not going to the beach this summer. We're going to go to Madrid because it's not going to be a 24, 48, 72-hour trip. You're going Monday, and you're coming back the following Monday, probably. Mm-hmm. You're going to do some sightseeing. You want to jump on that four-hour trade ride to go to Barcelona?
Barcelona.
You could do that.
Yeah.
I just want to beat you to
it. No, I'm saying you can. You can go to Barcelona.
No. You don't have to do it that way.
I'm saying you can.
You could. But I think that's what you got to do.
Yes.
Like, let's go explore. Let's go see your favorite paintings over there. Let's make sure we pay attention to that painting for a couple of hours one day. So it's going to be fun. I think there are going to be a lot of people that make that trek. I'm curious how it affects the travel for the rest of the year, because I've never really thought of it this way, but I think a lot of people make one or two trips. Well, if you do a week-long trip to Madrid, your travel budget might change a little bit.
Yeah, you would say.
So there are fewer Commanders fans in, you know, Minneapolis, or there are fewest Commander fans in Kansas City for the Chiefs game. I don't know, but probably, right? I mean, I would think that's the case, but this is one of those once-in-a-lifetime generational opportunities to go see your football team play in Madrid, Spain. And it is a direct correlation, in my opinion, that Washington gets this assignment First international game since they were in London in 2016, 9 years ago. Direct correlation to having a player that everybody loves and wants a piece of in Jaden Daniels. They are going international, literally and figuratively.
So there are different sort of tiers of international, if you bear with me. There's like the Jacksonville tier, which is, we'll do a 9:30 game, and it's going to be on Yahoo or streamed on YouTube or whatever.
It's London, man. You can't swing a baseball bat and not bump into a London game.
Yeah, it's a game. Two teams will play. You guys will watch it. It'll be fine. Then there's kind of the more marquee.
Showcase.
And this feels like that, doesn't
this
it?
This is the, we're going to export our really cool product and give you a little hit.
In it,
We're trying to get you hooked. We're sending over a little bit of blue magic. You're going to get a little hit. We'll see what you think. And then we're going to rip it back and say you can't have any more of it.
Yeah, would you like to pay for it now?
We're sending that to Brazil. We're sending that to Germany. We're sending that to Spain.
Yeah, like San Francisco has played Mexico City before.
Exactly.
It's sort of the marquee ones. So I feel like that's what this is. So it'll be an odd time for us here back in the States, 9:30, which should never, ever happen. But over there, it'll be a little bit closer to prime time and make good sense. It'll be one of these big to-dos where, to your point, it's as marketable a star as there is in the sport right now. And anything Jaden Daniels does, it turns into gold. And that's kind of what's happening. It's everybody wants a piece of that. And they're kind of designating that as, this is your special standalone thing. The first time we're going there, here's your superstar that's going to make the trip.
So right now, all we know is the Madrid game, which is week 11 on the 16th of November, a little bit ahead of Thanksgiving, week and a half out. So they could still play on Thanksgiving, but it doesn't look like that. Because you and I deduced yesterday as investigators.
Yes.
You and I put our fancy spy gear on.
Yeah.
And our top hats and our monocles. And we used, at some point, you used a microphone glass. I was very surprised to see Danny use
it. I just had one.
Microphone glass.
Yeah, I just had it.
To figure this out. But we've got the Commanders playing at Lambeau Field on Christmas Day.
The reason is so we know the November 16th situation.
We're not going full she in here. We're not going to give you the entire schedule, but we've got one big prediction, and that is the Commanders at the Packers at Lambeau on Christmas Day.
You never, ever want to go.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Full Sheehan. Ever. You just can't. There's
not
only
on
one guy can do it. Not on
schedule release day or when Maryland's playing a big game.
Because I talked to the Sharps offshore. Let me say this. So what we know is Saturday night, remember. So the second game that we know is the Saturday night special. College football's done. December 20th, we know that Washington's going to be playing that Saturday. The four teams that did that the previous Saturday before Christmas, all four of those teams played on Christmas. Ipso facto, therefore, looks like one home game, one road game. One of them's at home. Therefore, it's the road. The other team that was on the road in that first round of games on Saturday is Green Bay. Green Bay is part of Washington's future schedule. Green Bay on Christmas.
But the plot thickens, right?
Go ahead.
In addition to us deducing and guessing that, didn't we also see that those other two teams are meeting on Christmas definitively? Wasn't that released?
Oh, I might have missed that.
I thought
if that's the case.
That came out, did it not? that the first of the Christmas Day games was going to be those other two teams from the Saturday window. Am I making that up? I thought I saw that.
You
yesterday.
Could be right. I missed it if that's the case.
Darius, you hop on here because you're more into, it seems like, the schedule release monitoring than I am. Am I making this up to say that we know that one of the Christmas Day games already?
I believe the night game is known, which is the
Eagles-Packers.
No.
Oh, sorry, Eagles-Bears.
No.
Chiefs-Broncos.
The AFC West game.
Yeah. On Christmas.
So where did I see, maybe then it's still a rumor, where did I see that the other two teams from the Saturday NFC slate, which I believe was Eagles-Bears, right?
Yeah, it's Eagles and Washington, and then Packers-Bears.
Where did I see Eagles-Bears Christmas Day rumors floating around?
That is a good. I've definitely seen a graphic floated around, but I don't know exactly what week that was.
Okay, so if it's not official, then that's fine.
I thought that was the day after Thanksgiving was Eagles-Bears.
Black Friday?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I saw.
That's what I thought.
Are they a Black Friday
game? That is what it is. It is Black Friday.
Okay, so then they couldn't play Christmas. So that would mean that last year's Saturday four teams that carry over into Christmas Day, it's not going to happen again this year as all four teams. If those two teams are already playing earlier in the year.
But hear me out. Oh, crap. Damn it. You're right about that. Because that we didn't have that yesterday when we were doing our production powers. So the reason it couldn't be the Bears is because that's a home opponent for Washington.
Well, but it could be. I mean,
I suppose you could just come back and do it at home.
What we're basing it on this
doing it how they did it last year.
Let me say this as clearly as I can for everybody.
Okay.
Last year, the Saturday before Christmas Day games were on a Wednesday. Okay. Four teams played on that Saturday. Those same four teams played on Wednesday, 4 days later, on Christmas. And let's just say teams were A, B, C, and D. When A played D and B played C on Saturday, now A played C and B played D. They just mixed up the four teams into two different matchups Saturday into Christmas Day. And the teams that were at home traveled, and the teams that traveled were on the road. There was just the inverse to all of it. But it made it really easy because you got the Saturday window, and now you play on Wednesday.
It's basically, hey, we set you up on this short week, but you're all in it together. So there's nobody that's got a distinct advantage or disadvantage.
So you and I said, well, wait, we know the two Saturday games, the Commanders and the Eagles.
Yep.
And the Bears and the Packers. So it means those four teams are going to play on Christmas if this is the same as last year. And it means that because Green Bay was on the road, they'd host. Because Washington hosted, they'd be on the road. And so by deducing all of that based on last year's algorithm, we had Bears, Eagles, and then Commanders at Lambeau. But if we already know Bears can't play Eagles,
because they're playing them day after Thanksgiving,
then last year is null and void there. It could not even matter whether they're home or away. They could still play a home game on Christmas.
Or not play at Christmas at all.
Very possible. I'm sticking to my guns here. Grant Sheehan, put it in pen. I've got the Commanders at Lambeau against the Packers on Christmas Day. That's my big prediction.
I think I agree, but this whole Bears-Eagles thing is really, that's a fly in my ointment.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.